And we start off with this one from P1 Stacy, and this is a male. During the Cowboys game on Thanksgiving, Joe Buck is talking about the number of times Dak Prescott has been sacked. My wife says, I thought the Cowboys defense was supposed to be good. I say, they are pretty good. She says, but they let him get sacked like 800 times.
Throw that defense. Come on, defense.
So defending Dak Prescott, I guess,
right.
is what got her
confusing.
A little confused. From P1 Blake. Conversation with my wife during the Cowboys-Eagles game at halftime. Wife, do you think we'll win? Me, if the Cowboys don't lay an egg in the third quarter, they might. Wife, what do you mean? Me, well, the Cowboys need to score in the third quarter. They're one of the worst third quarter teams in the NFL. Wife, why is it called laying an egg? Me, well, an egg looks like a zero. Wife, oh, I thought it was because an egg doesn't do anything.
I think she's got a point. That's an interesting way of
just
thinking
out there
about
just
it.
Just sitting down.
Yeah, it's not illogical.
Right.
Yeah.
She's an innovative thinker.
I've never heard anybody say an egg doesn't do anything. This is from Latressa, female P1. Mm-hmm. I was at a high school football game last Friday night, and the lady sitting in front of us all of a sudden exclaims, "Why are they going the wrong way?" It was the start of the second quarter.
Oh, no.
They had flipped
sides. There was a direction change there.
As she says, they were obviously there to watch the band. I'm so embarrassed by my gender sometimes. P1 Nick. I once had a girlfriend watching the game with me. Generic. And the camera switched to the fans in the crowd, showing one fan holding a D and the other fan holding a white picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, why are they holding a D and fence? Oh, I get it. All she had to do was verbalize yes. it.
Ask the question, you'll get your answer.
And as
yourself.
He said, the light immediately came on over her head. That must have been a funny moment to witness in person.
Right.
P1 Rob. He says, I've got two. One from my wife, one from my daughter. The first one comes to us from the OU West Virginia game. There was a borderline targeting call, and my wife screams out, they should have called a technical on that.
Okay.
More of a basketball term.
Yeah. She knew it started with a T.
You see a big hit by a defensive back and the ref coming over there and teeing him up.
Technical.
Yeah. And doesn't that mean that the offense then gets two kicks
right.
at the goalpost? You think sink a few free ones?
The second one comes from my daughter. We're throwing the frisbee. She catches every frisbee hurled her way, but her throws were way off track. And she said, I'm just like the quarterback. I can catch, but I can't throw.
Whoa, wait a second.
yeah, stop the show on this one, Jer.
Yeah. Hold on, my brain's
got
to
recover.
Well,
she's got a point. He catches all those shotgun snaps. Every time seems to catch it.
I'm just like the quarterback. I can catch, but I can't throw.
Yeah.
Rarely do you see the quarterback drop the shotgun snap.
So like Tim Tebow, I guess, is what she's thinking.
Yeah, something like that.
You just can't throw. By the way, playing Frisbee with a kid who can't throw, biggest beating ever. They sail it into the ground and it does that big arcing roll. Chase it down.
And suddenly you turn into a shortstop.
Right.
That's
oh,
me. Gosh. I'm one of the worst Frisbee throwers ever.
You are?
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, I didn't know you couldn't throw a Frisbee.
Hmm. Not very well.
Huh.
You know,
sorry to hear that.
I learned how to throw a Frisbee at Sean's Frisbee golf tournament.
You did not know how to know
really?
To throw a Frisbee before then?
No, I knew, and I could throw one fine, like if you're playing Frisbee on the beach or whatever. But
you mastered it.
I was with a professional in our foursome, and he showed me how to flick it forward
like
instead
that?
Of backwards. Forehand. You sure. flick it forward just all with the wrist.
Oh, there's no way I could do that.
And all of a sudden, they're going straight and low and far.
See, I could improve a lot. I can throw one, but I don't think I'm that great.
I'll
so
teach
I'd love
you.
That, and I'd love your wrist method.
Yeah, I'll teach you. All right, this is from P1 Keith. He says, my wife and I were watching the Washington-Washington State game the day after Thanksgiving, and the play-by-play announcer says the two teams are playing for the Apple Cup. My wife responds with, "I didn't know they were already starting to play the cups." I looked at her with a big question mark and said, "Cups?" She said, "You know, the cup games." I said, "Do you mean the bowl games?" And she said she knew it was some kind of dish.
Yeah, something in the kitchen.
Saucer, yeah, bowl games.
That is right. The apple cup.
Charger, yes. Or Dimitas.
All right, this is from P1 Carl, and he sends in a triple play. Watching my alma mater, Kansas State versus Texas Tech, and switching back and forth to the Oklahoma State-West Virginia game with my sister-in-law in the room. Switch from OSU game to the KSU game while they are talking. Sister-in-law looks up. "Did they switch uniforms? I thought they were wearing orange. Did they change uniforms?"
Yeah, they do that every quarter.
Yeah, teams do that all the time. Number two, KSU game. Announcer says KSU quarterback Thompson is a redshirt sophomore. Sister-in-law says, "I don't see any red shirts on the field. Who are they talking about?" And third,
I admit I was confused by that when
your
I was younger,
year,
too.
That's a redshirt season.
And the third one is the most confusing. Watching the Oklahoma State game, they show Mike Gundy, and he's wearing a sweatshirt that said Cowboys across the front. Sister-in-law, "Why is he wearing a Cowboys sweatshirt? He looks like a coach." Meaning, she wondered why he was wearing a Dallas Cowboys shirt during a college game on the sideline. Like, she didn't know he was the head coach of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Okay.
Very confusing. This is from Mike. While watching the Texas-Iowa State game, Longhorn safety Brown makes a diving interception, rolling on the ground, but then quickly jumps up and starts celebrating with two of his teammates who run over and hug him. And my wife says, "Wait a minute, don't hold him back." And I look over and say, no. If you go to the ground in college, you can't get up and run. They're not holding him back.
Right.
They're celebrating.
No, look, they are. They're holding him.
And this is an interesting one. This is from P1 Edward. He says, "We're sitting around dinner watching the Texas Tech Texas game. And my wife says, 'Wait a minute, is it really called Jones AT&T Stadium?' And I ask her, 'Where do you think the game is being played?' And after a few seconds, two things happen. Number one, she realizes the game is not at the Death Star. Number two, I realize she's a genius. And I immediately need to make you aware of this." How have we never thought that, how funny that is, that it's Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock.
Yeah.
And Jerry's stadium is AT&T Stadium.
No, never thought about it.
It's kind of Jones AT&T Stadium in Arlington,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah.
This is from P1 Adam while watching the Texas Tech Texas game. Tech defense sacks UT quarterback a few times, and it's 4th and 21. Now, granted, Texas is still at the Tech 42, and one of the women watching with us says, "Can they still do field goal from there?"
Still do field goal.
I looked at her and said, "Yes, they can still do field goal." And finally, this one gives me brain freeze. This is from P1 Chris. We're sitting at dinner, and I mentioned to my wife that the Alabama game was on tonight. Conversation goes as follows. Me: "Oh, the Bama LSU game is on at 7. It's 1 versus 3. Wife: "I don't know what that means." Me: "It's Alabama at LSU, Death Valley." Wife: "I know that, but the 1 versus 3. Me: "Alabama is ranked number 1. LSU is ranked number 3. Wife: "So this is to see who's number 2?
Oh, my God.
My brain cannot process that question. She heard it was 1 versus 3, and she said, "Is this to see who's number 2?
I think just to save yourself, if you're the husband there, you say yes. Yeah, that's right.
Dang it, I'm going to have to hit force quit on my brain right now.
That is one of my favorite women say the darndest things about sports. If you have any nominations, email me, JuniorMiller@mindspring.com.